Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about mental health in the workplace and how one famous organization is taking steps to ensure its employees have better access to mental health care services. Recently, the National Basketball Association, the NBA that you know, adopted some new rules last month. And they hosted a mandatory health and wellness meeting for team executives and mental health and wellness providers, setting formal requirements for all 30 member teams. The NBA has adopted new rules that require teams to add at least one full-time licensed mental health professional, a psychologist or a behavioral therapist, to their full-time staff. Additionally, teams will also be required, starting this season, to retain a licensed psychiatrist to assist players when needed. And finally, teams are also required to have a written action plan in the event of mental health emergencies, and they must inform players and staff members how the team will ensure the privacy and the confidentiality of mental health matters. These new rules and steps that the NBA has taken have come from recent disclosures by many high-profile NBA players about their own mental health battles, both before and during their NBA careers. Players like Kevin Love and DeMar DeRozan have both publicly shared stories of their own struggles with mental health and depression. And once players began reaching out, other players felt more comfortable talking about their own mental health challenges. And these new guidelines are the most significant steps the NBA has ever taken in mental health. And while we may look from the outside in and say professional basketball players or professional athletes of any kind, boy, they've got it made. They're living their best life. They're making significant salaries. They're playing the game that they love. They're idolized by fans and peers. What could go wrong? But the fact that the NBA implemented these steps and are addressing mental health challenges means, hey, mental health is not a matter of if you make so much money, you can't have mental health issues, or if you live a high-profile lifestyle, you can't have mental health issues. Employees of all kinds, from any kind of organization, from executives down to frontline entry-level employees, can all face struggles with mental health. The fact that the NBA has been more open, honest, and is taking steps to progressively address these issues in the workplace, I think is a good sign, and one that we can learn from in our own organizations as well. And finally, the league is hoping that these new guidelines and these new positive steps that they're taking will help even more players open up and help to destigmatize conversations around mental health. It's a really fascinating set of steps that the NBA has taken. It's my favorite sport. It's my favorite league. I'm really glad to see that they're doing this, and I hope more organizations follow suit. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.